maybe the biggest head trip for most visitors to this blog is the nuance that I don't fight for the right of adults and children to have sex with each other. What I fight for is the right to discuss child-adult sexual relations right alongside any other human sexual relations openly and scrupulously, honestly, and without apology. What got me on the warpath and what got me working to infuse honest dialogue into this issue, into this discussion, was not the fact that adult child sex is illegal, or even that childhood, adolescent, and teen sex is, generally speaking, illegal. What got me outraged and energized is the fact that you cannot come out in this world and actually speak knowledgeably about this issue in an honest manner. Certainly not as someone who has experienced it. Certainly not as someone who is impacted by it. Certainly not as someone who researches it. You can't do that unless you relent to the dominant social narrative on the subject matter. If anything about you or your experience or what you have uncovered does not fit that social narrative, you will be scorned, punished, vilified for even coming forward. I've seen what happens to the people who make a genuine goodwill effort to do this, and it continues to happen to them till this day. I've seen rather good, positive projects and initiatives from within the MAP community be crushed, and the people behind them be really badly hurt for taking a stand, just for coming out and saying, we're human too. And that sort of thing is dead wrong. It's not the fact that these kinds of sexual relations are illegal that got me to start taking really strong, consistent, long-term action. It's everything that falls well beyond that point of illegality. It's all the extensions out beyond that point. It's the dehumanization of maps. It's the fact that people don't even want to tolerate our simple speech and our simple presence and our talking about what life is like for us and the way that even though it's not technically illegal for us to be doing this, there are all sorts of manner of ways in which people work to punish us for doing such. And sometimes we pay a heavy, heavy price for it. I've seen the writing on the walls for many, many years, including various prosecutions for MAPs who discuss ideas surrounding adult child sex. I've seen the groundwork for various initiatives to attempt to make our speech and presence online a crime, including initiatives where actual sitting lawmakers were signing on to it. I've seen the rise of hate speech laws, even here in the United States of America, and various troubling things which can be used much more broadly, even though they're not specifically targeted at MAPs. And I've seen this just general attitude of total and complete intolerance for people of differing mindsets and differing experiences, largely coming up from the younger generations. After living in this world under these influences For as many years as I've been alive, I'm not looking for pity or anyone to cry tears about this, but reality is, I've picked up enough stress-related and emotional damage over the years to where an actual relationship of the sort that I personally tend to speak of as a boy lover, meaning an actual relationship with a young boy, at this point in my life would actually be extremely difficult for me personally. It would demand an uncommonly aggressive boy to pursue it and demand it, and literally to drag me out of my comfort zone and out of my routine on a consistent basis for it to even begin to work. I have to reiterate that, frankly, I've never set foot in this discussion with ever any belief or expectations that I personally would ever have any kind of sexual experiences, the likes of which I'm inclined to partake in. In fact, I'm extremely long-term celibate, well over 2 decades, and it's actually something of a, it's something that I value, let's just put it that way. I don't so much wear it as a badge of honor, but at the same time, it's part of who I am, and it, to me anymore, it's an important thing for me. It would actually be something kind of tragic to lose. So I hope this little talk has maybe helped bring things a little bit clearer into the minds of some people. Take care.